Well, this morning I have a guest joining us here by phone. John Larson is the mayor of the city of Adair, and he is with us here today. We're going to talk a little bit about a project that's been ongoing and continuing to get into a pretty critical phase right now here for the community. John, how are you this morning?
Just fine, Jim. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you so much for the time. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the project. You've been kind of without a community center there in Adair for a little while, and you've been working on a project to have something new in the community for folks to use, and this has been a project that's been ongoing for a little while.
Yeah, we've been working on it several months, ever since the old community center. We got rid of that for a new Dollar General store, and which worked out pretty good, but now we want to get back for the people to have a good place to come and have their weddings and stuff like that.
Yeah, how important is it to have a facility like this, especially in a smaller community?
Well, we feel it's going to be real important. We're going to have probably about capacity of 150, 170, depending on the seating. And there's been a lot of... We used to have, in the old one, we had a lot of receptions and stuff. And we've got a barn over here, too, but we have kind of a small to medium size building for that. It's going to be 80 by 60, so it's not real small.
Well, it's nice to give people the flexibility. For some folks, they may want a larger, a little fancier facility, but for some folks, they're looking for a place to gather.
Right. That's the good thing, to get together and have stuff. It doesn't need to be very fancy. It'll be a steel building, but plenty of room to, we got a kitchen and everything in it, so it'll be plenty of room. We're going to put we've got a splash pad coming supposedly with it, so we're going to have a little room in the building for that too, to utility type thing to run that.
Okay, so it's something everyone can use.
Right, yep. A lot of kids are already excited.
Yeah. Hey, talk about the location. It sounds like this is a pretty centrally located facility then.
Right, it's just down from Main Street, a block at the city park. It's on the north end of the city park. We had another house there that we moved to here a few months ago. And it's going to be real central to... Older folks and stuff can get down there real easy and have coffees or whatever they want to have, a garden club or whatever.
You bet. Well, have you done a lot of assessments and things? Have you talked to a lot of folks in the community about exactly what they'd like out of the facility?
Yeah, we've gotten quite a few ideas. Some would like a bigger building, but we think this is going to be about right for our area. We've got, Casey has one about like ours, the city of Casey. They've been using theirs quite a bit. I've been in it a couple times, and it's real nice. It'll be kind of like ours.
Well,
so we're gonna do the best we can that way.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'd always like bigger, better, faster, stronger, but you also have to work within your means, too. And if you build something too big and... folks can't afford it, or long-term the project doesn't pay for itself, then you've got other problems, too.
Right. We're keeping it off the tax rolls, and we want to, we're working on grants right now. That's what this is all about. We're working on a grant, and we need to show some vitality over here so we can show that the state grant people that we mean business, so.
Yeah, let's talk about that whole part of the project, because the money is a big part of it, obviously. What's the budget for this facility?
Well, it'll be a million or a little over with the splash pad. And we'll be able to get the money. We're looking for the big grant is, and I can't remember exactly the state board for that, but it's going up to $250,000 if we can get that.
Yeah, is this the Iowa Community Attractions and Tourism Grant?
Right, that's what it is, yes, sir.
Okay, and what's the process like for that then?
Well, we've been filling out the paperwork, and we got CCOG working with us to help us get to that grant, to get to the board down there. And so we're just about ready for that, but we're going to, well, we've got till August 27th, I think, to turn everything in. And they would like to see some, you know, enthusiasm and stuff around here so that we can help get that grant too. We'll even go down there in front of the board and have some kids and stuff, you know, that like they're ready to go into the splash pad and stuff like that. So
are you looking for what do you say, support and show enthusiasm? Are you talking about money? Are you talking about writing letters, encouraging them to look your way?
Well, all that too, but yeah, they want to see some money put in here, because normally grants, you know, are put in after the city's money. Mm-hmm. They're used second, you know. So we're just looking for anything people want to give, and if they can give 100, that's fine. And we've got a couple decent gifts already, so we're on the way anyway.
Yeah, well, I assume that there's a certain match that goes along with these types of things.
Right. Yeah, they. I think we have a $50,000 one too in the front of that 250 that we're looking for. Mm-hmm. And the city's already set aside $400,000 for it, so we're going to go from there and see what we can get.
Sure. Well, if folks want to consider making a donation, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they can get a hold of me or come to City Hall. And normally at City Hall would probably be the easiest, and it'll be a tax-deductible thing, so any amount that they want to give. And we got somebody that gave a bunch of wheat pennies. We're trying to find a way to maybe auction that off or something, you know, probably about $600-$700 worth of wheat pennies.
Okay.
And we can kind of auction that off and add that in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if folks want to learn more about the project, because there are a lot of components, it sounds like, to this, how would they find out more?
Just call City Hall, 742-3751.
Okay. Is there anything online, or will there be any meetings set up for folks to find out more?
We'll have some meetings in August. I don't know what Randy's got online yet, the city clerk. Meetings in August, it should be the 11th, the 18th, and the 23rd.
Okay. Will those be at City Hall?
Yes.
Okay. And those will just be open sessions where folks can learn more and ask their questions?
Right. It's just going to be updates, you know, as time goes along.
Okay. Well, very good. John, what's the long term for this? Do you have kind of, the grant process is rolling along, and you'd probably know something about that not too far down the road. Then when would you actually break ground? When would you actually see that facility come to life?
Well, we're hoping to break ground like by October, so we can have that working over the winter, you know, so they can get the building up and maybe be inside during the winter. We're trying to get it done like by the end of May next year, so we can have our sesquicentennial stuff in it too.
Oh, so the timing would be perfect.
Be excellent, yeah.
Yeah, very good. Well, and this would include a full kitchen, plenty of room for folks to enjoy things. Those are big things.
Right, yeah, there's a nice kitchen. It's kind of like the Casey's, City of Casey's kitchen. It'll be nice and plenty of room to get your coffee set up and whatever.
You bet.
Whatever sandwiches you're going to have or whatever.
Sure, yeah. Well, and yeah, nice opportunity for the community. So if folks would like to be supportive and help to show that type of support, they need to do that here relatively soon. I assume you're going to need to show some progress here very quickly for this grant program.
Yeah, I think, by the 27th, the paperwork, and I think we can probably even give after that.
Okay.
Until we get started. So.
Very good. So, and it doesn't have to be just folks who live in Adair. If they live around Adair and use the community and would use that facility, if you perhaps used to live there and have moved a little distance away, everybody is welcome to send some money, right?
Right. We have a lot of farm people that have had stuff here too, in the old one and stuff. So, yeah, anybody that would want to help us out would be great.
Excellent. Well, it'll be a nice opportunity there for the community, a community center there in Adair. We'll hope to follow that project along and hope to see some good news here coming not too far down the road from that grant program as well. Well, John, thank you so much for the time here today and continued success there. Best of luck with that project.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you for your help.